B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Chof Ches. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis, there are two halachas that, of all things that come from wood, they only apply to flax, which is the type of wood. One is that you're only allowed to use flax as a wick for the candles on Shabbos. And the second thing is that only flax will become tomei if it serves and acts as a roof over a dead person. Not only is everything else under that roof tomei, but the roof itself is tomei. And all other materials that come from wood, besides for flax, do not become tomei. Other oyalim can become tomei, other materials can, but of wood, only flax becomes tomei. Says the Gemara, from anything that comes from wood, the only ones that will become tomei, that the oihel itself needs to become purified with the poraduma, etc., is only flax. Minolon, what's the source of this? Omer Rebbe Elazar, gomar oihel mimishkon. It's learnt out from Gzeira Shova from the Mishkon. Ksiv Hoche, it says regarding the parasha of Tuma, Zois HaToira Odom Kiye Bo'oihel, etc. And at the end of the parasha it says, V'hizo Al Ho'oihel. So we're talking about the Tuma, and it says there explicitly that they would sprinkle onto the Oihel itself. Uchsiv Hosom, and it says by the Mishkon, V'yifrois Es Ho'oihel Al HaMishkon, that the cover of the Oihel, and we know that the lowest of the three coverings over the Mishkon was made of pishton, was made of flax and wool, but it was made of flax. So you see that the Mishkon is called Oihel, and when it says in the Pasuk, V'hizo al Oihel, you have to sprinkle it on an Oihel. Which covering is called an Oihel? Only pishton. Mala alon, just like by the Mishkon shel pishton, the lowest covering called Oihel was made of flax, kori oihel, it's called oihel. Afkan, so too, regarding tuma, shel pishton kori oihel, the oihel is referring to the covering, to a roofing of flax. Asks the Gemara, ima lahalon shezurin v'chuton kofur vav, are you going to say that just in the same way as by the Mishkan, this coating, this covering, was threaded with strings, with threads that were sixfold, Afkan, so too, a type of oihel, which is tomei tumas meis, shezurin is talking about if it's with twisted threads, v'chuton kofur vav, and each thread is made of six little strings. Talmud loima, oihel, oihel riba. It says twice in the pasuk, oihel, zois ha-toira odom kiyomus bo oihel, kol ha-bo el ho-oihel. And since it says an extra word, oihel is telling us that even an oihel made of flax that's not been threaded in the same way as the oihel on the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, I oihel oihel riba afilu kol milinami. If you have the extra word oihel to say that a type of covering, a type of roofing, even though it was not similar to the Mishkan, is also matami tumas oihalim, maybe all other materials will also become tomi tumas oihalim from the extra word oihel. Says the Gemara, imkein gzeira shava mai ahanile. We have a gzeira shava that we learn out oihel oihel from the Mishkan. We have to learn something from there. So we must learn from there that only flax of the wood coverings, of the things that come from wood, flax is the only one that will become tumas oiholim. But from the oihel oil, we say that any covering of flax, even though it's not been threaded and woven in the same way as the ureus in the Mishkan. Ask the Gemara, Ve'eimah mala alon kroshim afkan kroshim. Maybe we should say that in the same way that in the Mishkan the kroshim are part of the oihel, and the kroshim are eights, are pillars of wood. Those were the pillars that were part of this roofing, part of this tent, part of the Mishkan. So why don't you say that wood is also tomei tumas oihelim? There were kroshim there. Says the Gemara, Omar Kra, V'osisa kroshim la Mishkan. The kroshim was serving the Mishkan. Mishkan korui Mishkan. Only the covering is called a Mishkan, and the Mishkan is called oihel. Ve'en kroshim kruim mishkon. The kroshim were there to serve the mishkon, but the kroshim themselves, they are not called mishkon, they are not called oihel. Rashi brings that mishkon ikri oihel. Asks the Gemara elo me'ato, v'osiso michse lo oihel. If you say that the words v'osiso kroshim la mishkon means that the kroshim are serving the mishkon but are not called mishkon, then similarly in the pasuk that says v'osiso michse lo oihel, you should make a covering for the oihel. Hochanami michse lo ikra oihel. Are you going to suggest that a michse is not called an oihel, it's a covering for the oihel? And we know that the covering on the mishkon called michse was the top covering. The top covering was made of skins of elim and tchoshim. And are you going to say that that top covering made of elim, skins of elim, are not called mishkon, are not called oihel, and do not become tomei? Reb Elazar had a question where the skins of tomei animal become tomei as an oihel hameis, as a roofing on top of a dead person. And the Gemara says, "Hashta oir behima tahira loy metamei." If you're going to say that michsel lo oihel is not called mishkan, is not called oihel, and does not become tomei, if so, the skins of the elim, which are tahir animals, will not become tomei in tumas oihelim. If so, what was Reb Elazar's question regarding the skins of tomei animals? If the skins of a kosher animal don't become tomei, oir behima tamei mi boy, of course the skins of a tomei animal will not become tomei. Says the Gemara, Shan Yehosom de Hodar Ahadrei Kro, Dechsiv, later on the pasuk again relates to that top covering, and says, V'nosu es yiriois hamishkon, v'es oyel moed michseu, u'michsei atachash ashe olov. The pasuk speaks in the same sentence also of the oyreis elim, the top covering, and also the one underneath it, called the oyreis izim, made of the skins of the goats, called the oihel moed. So that's why it says, "V'nosu yiriois hamishkon ve'es oihel moed michseu u'michsei atachash." The oihel moed is the skins of the izim. The michsei is the skins of the elim and the tachash that we just spoke about. Makish elyoin letachtoin. We compare the top one, the oireis elim and the tachash, to the one underneath it with the izim. Ma tachtoin koru oihel. In the same way as the lower one called izim, made of izim called oihel moed, is called an oihel and is tomei. Af elyoin koru oihel. So to the upper one made of the oireis elim and tachash, also mekabel tuma. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. Reb Elazar had the question, do the skins of tomei behemos also become tomei tumas oiholim? And as we said before, the makor for tumas oiholim is learnt out from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, we had the oireis elim, the rams, the oireis of the izim, the goats, those are toyer animals. What will be regarding skins of animals that are tomei? Says the Gemara, "My kobi moyle." What's the question? Omer of Adabar Ava, Tachash Shahoyo bimei Moshe, komi boyle. Tomei hoyo oi tohir hoyo. We only learn out Tumas Oyolim from the Mishkan. The Izim, as we said, were tohir. The Elim are tohir. But there was an oiris of Tchoshim, Tachash. The question was, is this Tachash animal Tomei? And then since it was there in the Mishkan, we see that even tomei skins are considered oihel and can be tomei with tumas oiholim, or is tachash a tohir animal, and then we would have no reason to say that a tomei animal skin can be tomei tumas oiholim. Omar of Yosef, mighty boyle, what's the question? It's poshut. Tanina, we saw in the brisa, lo yuchshiru lumeleches shomayim ela oir behemo tohira bilvad. For the meleches shomayim, and we're now assuming, we'll soon see a different mahalach, but we're now assuming that meleches shemaim means the Mishkan. And we said that lo yuchshiru lo meleches shemaim, any work for shemaim, for heaven, any heavenly work, let's assume it's the Mishkan, was only behema tahira. So if the tachash was used, it must be that the tachash was tahir. So you have no source to say that the skins of a tomei animal will be Tomei Tumas Oiholim. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rebaba. Rebaba asked the question, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shnei Michsois Hoyu. There were two coverings. That means the cover that we assumed till now was one, which is the top cover made of Oiros Eilim Udomim, reddened ram skin, and Oiros Tachoshim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was actually two coverings. Echot shel Oiros Eilim Udomim. The lower one was reddened ram skin. Ve'echot shel Oiros Tachoshim. And the other one was the skin of the Tachash animal. Reb Nechemya Oimer. Reb Nechemya argues and says, Michse Echot Hoya. It was a single cover, v'doyme kamin tolo ilon, and it was similar to tolo ilon. And we know that tolo ilon is a tome animal. So you see here, according to Ibn Nechemya, this top covering is compared to tolo ilon. Tomo ilon is tolo ilon is tome. Well, tolo ilon tomehu. So how can you say that for the Meleches Shemayim, for the Mishkan, only Tahir animals were used? We know the Tachash was used, and Tachash is similar to Tolo Ilon, which is Tomei. Says the Gemara Hochi Ka'oma. What Ibn Nechemya meant to say is not that it's Tomei like the Tolo Ilon. No, Kamin Tolo Ilon, who it's got similarities to the Tolo Ilon. Sheyesh bo yigivunim harbe. The Tolo Ilon animal is spotted, it's colourful. So too, this top cover of the Oiris Eilim and the Tchashim was colourful like the Tolo Ilon. V'loi Tolo Ilon, but not similar to Tolo Ilon, that it's Tomei. The Ilu Hosam Tomei, the Tolo Ilon is Tomei. V'hoch, but here, the Oiris of the Tachash, Tohir is Tohir, because everything in the Mishkan was Tohir. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yosef, Yehocha Haine de Metargaminon Sazgoino. I now understand that the Targum says that the Targum on the word of Oireis Techoshim, the Targum says, you know what Oireis Techoshim are? It's the skins of Sazgoino. Why are this Tachash called Sazgoino? Shesos, it rejoices begivunim harbe with its many colours. Continues the Gemara. Rava Omar Oir Behemotomeo de Metame Boil Ameis Mehocha. I've got a different pasuk that tells us that even skins of tome animals can become tome with tumas oyolim. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, it says in the pasuk, "Oy b'shasi, oy ve'erev lapishtim v'latzemer, oy b'oyer, oy b'chol meleches oyer." So the Braisa says, "Oyer, oy b'oyer." The extra base of b'oyer, it didn't need to say that. It could have said v'latzemer, oy oyer. What's b'oyer? Ribo, it's telling us, ribui is telling us to include something else, that oyer behemot tmeah, that even a oyer behemot tmeah, the skins of a tome animal, v'sheloko biyad kohen, and the kohen came and saw on it a tzoras, it's going to be tome tumas negoim. Kotzatz mikulon, the Braisa says, if you take a little piece of pishtim, of flax, and tzemer and wool, and oyer and skin, also achas mehen, and you make them into one piece of material, you join them all together. Minayin, how do you know it's going to become tomei? Talmud Leim, as it says, oy b'chol meleches oyer, any melocha, any type of work that was done with the skin will become tomei. So from this braisa, you see that even oyer behemot tmeah will become tomei with tumas negoim, and we learn other tumas, tumas oyhel, from Tumas Negoim, in the same way as Tumas Negoim, Oyer Behemot Tmeo can become Tomei with Taras, so to Tumas Oyalim, it can be Tomei with, even though it's a skin of a Tomei Behema. That's how the Tosas Rid explains this Gemara. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ikal Mifrach, I can refute the comparison between Taras and Tumas Oyalim. Ma'le Negoim Shekein Shesi Ve'erev Tomei Behen. There's unique chumra, stringency by Tzoras, that the Tum of Tzoras even makes the string that's going to be used for the upright or the horizontal part of the loom of the making the clothes, and even though it's not yet a garment, it's not yet a material. Nonetheless, the Tzoras will make it Tomei. And that's a Chumrah we only find by Negoim. So maybe, in the same way as we have that Chumrah, so too the Behemois, the skins of the Behemois Tomeis, are Tomei with Tzoras, but not other Tumas. Elo says the Gemara, Gomar Mishrotzim. We don't learn out from Negoim, we learn out from Tumas Shrotzim. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Oyer, it says that skin can become tame if a sheretz touches it. Ein di ela oyer behema tahira, maybe that's only the leather from a tahir animal. Oyer behema tamea, but the leather of a tame animal, maybe not. Minayin, what's the source? Talmud loimar, oy oyer, it says the extra word oy, to teach us that even the leather from the skin of a tame animal can become tame tumas shrotzim. And we say that in the same way as shrotzim are metame the skins of tame animals, so too tumas oyhalim, if they roof over a dead person, it will also become tame, even though it's skin of a tame animal. Asks the Gemara again, ve'ikel mifroch, maybe I can refute that proof, ma'ala shrotzim shakein metamin buka adosho. The shrotzim have a special chumrah that they become tomei, they can make something tomei, even if they are small as a lentil. Other tumas don't have that. In the case of tzoras, it needs to be the size of a gris. In the case of tumas meis, it has to be a kazayis. But so maybe in the same way as shrotzim have this chumrah that they are metamei, even if they are as small as a lentil, maybe that's why they also are metamei the oiros of behemos tumeis. But you cannot prove from there that tumas meis is also going to be metamei with tumas oiholim if it's an oir of behemos tumeo. Negoim yechichu. We can say that don't refute the raya from shrotzim by saying that shrotzim has the chumrah of adosha, because don't forget we also have a proof from negoim, and negoim does not have this chumrah of beka adosha. V'chozar adin loyer izeh kari izeh v'loyer izeh kari izeh. The characteristics of negoim are different to the characteristics of shrotzim, but sada shovesh behem. But what they have in common is that oyer tomei bohen, that both of them are metamei leather, animal skins, and the skins of tame animals have the same status and halacha as that of tohir animals. So too regarding the oyel hames, that we know that the skins do become tame with tumas oyalim, and we'll assume that the skins of tame animals will have the same status as the skins of tohir animals. Omale Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. Rava from Barnish said to Ravashi, I can even refute this proof. Even though you're using Negoim and Shrotzim as a group, in the each one does not have the chumrah of the other one, but the two together have a chumrah that Oyel HaMeis doesn't have, and therefore you cannot learn from the two of them as a group. Ikel Mifroch, you could ask, you could refute, Ma'la tzad ha'shova shebohen, both Negoim and Shrotzim, shem tmeim bepochis mikazayis. We know that Negoim is tomei from the size of a gris, and Sheretz is tomei from the size of a lentil. Tumas meis is only metamei if the mace is a kazayis. So I might have thought that only Negoim and Shrotzim are metamei, even the oiros of behemot tmei, because they have the chumrah that they are themselves tomei, even if, or metame, even if it's less than a kazayis. But maybe regarding tumas meis, that you need a kazayis, it will not be metame the oyeris behemis tumeis that are on top of them. Toimar b'meis she'ine metame ele b'kazayis, ela omar rova mi barnish. So Rova from Barnish said that the source that you learn that the even skins of behemis tumeis can be mekabel tumas oyolim is from a different place. Asya kalvachoyme minoitzo shel izim. We learn a kalvachoyme from the hair of goats. She'ein metame b'negoim. We know that the only materials that can become tome with tzoras are those made of flax or wool, but those made of the hair of goats will not become tome. And nonetheless, metame b'oyel hameis, we know that they can become tome, as we saw before, that the cover called Oyel Moed of the Mishkan was made of the skins of goats, and they are called Oyel, and we learn Oyel Oyel that they can become Tomei Tumas Oyelim. Oyer Behemot Tmeo Shemetamei B'Negoim, but the skins of Behemot Tmeo that can become Tomei with Negoim, its skin, and a Tzoras can make skins Tomei, Einoidin Shemetamei B'Oyel Hameis, even more so will they be Metamei with Tumas Oyolim. continues the Gemara, Ve'elo hod tonya of Yosef, this that we saw before from Rav Yosef, that lo huchshuru b'meleches shemayim elo oir behemo tohira bilvad, even though it's true that in the Mishkan there were only tohir animals. But this brisa must be teaching us something. So till now it was teaching us that only the skins of tohir animals can become tumas oyolim, but skins of tommy animals not. But now that we've learned from other sources that the skins, the leather of tommy animals can become tommy tumas oyolim, then what's this fact? What's this statement that loy huchshuru meleches shemayim elo oyer b'im otoira? What's it coming to teach us? Lemay hilchasa, which halacha can we learn from it? Says the Gemara, we learn a halacha not to do with the Mishkan. Meleches Shemaim means letfilin. Tfilin is called Meleches Shemaim. That what? That tfilin have to be written, or we'll soon see the details, but tfilin has to be from Oyer Behema Tahira, not from Oyer Behema Tmeo. Says the Gemara, tfilin behed yaksiv behu, the parchment on which the parashiyos of the tefillin are written, it says explicitly in the pasuk, "Leman tiyeh toiras Hashem," the parashiyos of the tefillin, which are toiras Hashem, Hashem's toira, beficha. They have to be something to do with the ficha. What does that mean? Min hamutar beficha. The parchments have to come from leather, from skins of animals that you would be allowed to eat, which are behemois tohirois, not behemois tumeois. I don't need to learn it out from that loy huchshuru meleches shemayim elo oir behemo tohira bilvad. It's explicit in the pasuk. I don't need the brisa for that. Elo lo oiron. We're talking about tefillin, which are meleches shemayim, but not the parchment for the parashios. We're talking about the skins with which the batim are made. Asks the Gemara of Omar Abaya, did Abaya not say shin shel tefillin halacha l'meishim esinayim? We know that Hashem's name is written with the tefillin. How? On the tefillin shel roish, you'll all know that there's a shin that's coming out of the skin. It's the shin of Hashem's name, Shakai. So then, since it's one of the letters comprising Hashem's name, therefore it will have the same halacha as Toiras Hashem, and from the same pasuk we'll learn it has to be beficha, min amutar beficha. So again, I don't need this brisa. Elo lekoirchon besaron uletoifron begidin. We know that when they roll up the parashios of the tefillin, they tie it together with a hair. And also, the batim are closed with gidin, with the sinews. They are sewn together, sewn closed. Both the hair that one ties round the parashios and the gidim that are used to sew together the batim, they are the ones that have to be min amutar beficha, they have to be used from animals that are tohir. Says the Gemara, ho nami halacha l'moshe misinaihu. The fact that these hairs have to be made with minamutar beficha, and the sinews used to sew the batim together also have to be a minamutar beficha, is learnt halacha l'moshe misinai. The Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, tefillin merubois halacha l'moshe misinai. It's halacha l'moshe misinai that the tefillin have to be square. Nichrochois besa'aron, and the hair used to tie the parashiyos together must be from the same mean as the parchment itself. And we already said before, it has to be from a tohir behema. V'nitforis begidon. And they have to be, the batim have to be sewn together with the sinews of the same animals that are kosher to be used as parchment for the parashiyos. Elo l'rutzuois, it must be that the brayis of Rav Yosef, that lo'yuchshur b'meleches shemayim elo oir behema tohira bilvad, is referring to the straps of the tefillin. Did we not learn that the black ratzuis, the straps of the tefillin, are learned halacha l'moshe misinai? And can we not assume that the halacha l'moshe misinai includes not only that they have to be black, but also that they have to be min amutar beficha? And then again, the brayis of Rav Yosef is superfluous. Says the Gemara, Nehida Gemiri Shchayrois, we only learned halacha l'moshe misinai that they have to be black. Tohirois mi Gemiri? Did we learn from halacha l'moshe misinai they have to be tohir? And that's what the brayis is telling us, that loyuchshur b'meleches shemaim, even the straps serving the tefillin, which are meleches shemaim, must be from oir behema tohira bilvad. Continues the Gemara. May hava alod tachash shahoya b'yimei Moshe. We mentioned before that in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu there was this animal which is not known to us today called tachash. Is it a Toher animal? Is it a Tomei one? So previously we learned from this Brais of Rav Yosef that everything in the Mishkan was Toher. The Tachash must have been Toher. Now that we know that this Brais is teaching us the halachas of Tefillin, then we're back to the original question. Was this Tachash Toher or Tomei? Omer Bilo Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Oimer Hoyo Reb Meir would say as follows. Tachash Shehoyo Bimei Moshe, this Tachash animal in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Beria Bifne Atzmahu. It was a unique type of animal, different from any other. V'loi Hichriu Bo Chachomim Imin Chayahu, Imin Behemahu. We don't know if it's got the status of a Chaya, a wild animal, or a Behemah, or a domesticated animal. V'keren Achas Hoyselo B'mitzchoy, it had a single horn on its forehead. Ulafishon is damnoloy l'Moshe, and it was only found to Moshe Rabbeinu for that amount of time. He needed it for the Mishkan. It's not an animal that continued in existence afterwards. V'also mimenu Mishkan, and Moshe Rabbeinu used it for the Mishkan. V'nignaz, and then this animal got hidden. That's the Braisa, says the Gemara. Midik oma keren achas hoyseloi b'mitzchoi, since we say that this Tachash had a single horn on its forehead, shmamit no toiru, we assume it's toir. Why? Domer of Yehuda, shoyr shehikriv odom arishoin, the ox that odom arishoin slaughtered as a korban, keren achas hoyseloi b'mitzchoi, it had a single horn on its forehead, shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, Vasitav Lashem Mishoir Por Makrin Mafris, that Adam Rishon, he offered as a korban to Hashem, this shoir, this ox, a par, that was Makrin, it had a single horn, Mafris, and it had hooves. And since we see that the animal that has a single horn is called a shoir, so we see that it's a Toher animal. Says the Gemara, Makrin Tarati Mashma. Does the word makrin not mean that it has two horns? So how can you say that the Tachash that had one horn is similar to that shoyer of Adam Rishon? The shoyer of Adam Rishon, makrin, seems to have had two horns. Says the Gemara, Amr of Nachman Bayitzchok, makrin mikeren ksiv, there's no yud written in the Pasuk, is written as if in singular form to tell us that it had only a single horn. So why don't you bring proof from there that in the same way as it's compared to the shoyer that it's tohir, it's called a behema, not a chaya? Says the Gemara, kiven de'ika keresh demin chayahu. There's another animal called a keresh, which is a chaya, not a behema. V'lesle ela chod keren, and it also has just one horn. Ika lemeimar min chayahu. Maybe this tachash was also a min chaya, and therefore we cannot bring proof from the ox of Adam Rishon that the Tachash was a behema and not a chaya. Says the Mishnah, Psilas habeged, wicks that are made from a garment, shekipla, that he folded, v'loi hivhavo, and he did not singe it before lighting it for the Shabbos candles. Rebbe Lozo Imir Tomeohi, number one, it's still called a beged and it's Tomei. V'ein madlikim bo, and the second halacha, you're not allowed to use it to light the Shabbos candles. Rebbe Kiva argues with both halachas. Tahirohi, it no longer retains the status of a beged and therefore it's Tahir. U'madlikim bo, and you are allowed to use it to light as a wick to light the Shabbos candles. Says the Gemara. Bishloima le'inyan tuma, regarding whether such a beged, such a wick, a cloth, a garment that has been folded and to be used for a wick. And we said that there's a halacha that Rabbi Lozo says it's Tomei, and Rabbi Akiva says it's not Tomei. That machlokes I can understand. B'ha pligi, they're arguing as follows. Rabbi Lozo sovar kipul einoi moil, that folding it does not make it lose, does not strip it of its status of a garment, and therefore it's still Tomei. Ubamilse kamaise kaima, and it's still got the same halachas of Tomei as it had when it was a proper beged. Rebbe Akiva sova, kipul moil. Rebbe Akiva says that folding it works in order to strip it of its title beged. Ubetule botil, it's lost its status of a beged, and therefore it's tohir. What's the nakuda, on what point are they arguing whether you're allowed to use it for Shabbos candles or not? Omer Rebbe Lozo, Omer Rebbe Oishia, v'chein Omer Rebbe Adar Bar Ava. We're going to see in the Gemara three explanations, the first one being that of Rav Ada bar Ava. Hocha begimel al gimel mitzumtzomis askinon. We're talking about a piece of material which has the status of a beged that was only 3 by 3 etzbois. And we've seen earlier on in the perek exactly what type of garments are called a beged, even if they're only 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. We're talking about that this beged was only 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. Ubiyontov shecholiyos erev Shabbos askinon, and we're talking about that erev Shabbos, when you're lighting the Shabbos candles, happens to also be yontov. And the kule alma islud Rav Yehuda, and everybody holds of the aloch of Rav Yehuda, the omar masikin bekelin v'ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. If you have anything called a keli, you're allowed to burn it on yontov. You can take kelim and put it in the oven and burn it. But shivrei kelim, a kli that broke, a vessel, a utensil, an object that broke on yontov, and since when yontov came in it was a regular kli, and now it's a shever kli, it's a breakage of a kli, it's called noilad, it's something new, and therefore it's muktzah. And you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to do anything with it on yontov, including burning it. And everybody now Mishnah holds like Ullah. When you light the Shabbos candles, it's not good enough just to light it, so it should start igniting and then leave it. You have to be busy with the candle, with the wick. You have to be actively lighting the candle until it's b'roiv hayotza. Most of the wick sticking out of the candle, out of the lantern, is already alight. And now the Gemara explains that on the backdrop of all those assumptions, we can now understand the machlokes in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar sovar kipul einay moil. Rabbi Elazar says the fact that you folded it did not make it lose the title beged. When did you fold it? On Erev Yontov. So on Erev Yontov you folded it, it's still called a beged. The kiven de adlik beipurta, as soon as you just start, the fire touches it, it's already now become less than gimel etzbois al gimel etzbois. So it now loses its title of beged, it's now become a shever kli. So havile shever kli. V'chikom madlik, but since you have to continue the lighting until most of the wick is alight, the busying yourself with the rest of the wick that's now become a shever kli, it's muktzah, you're not allowed to do that. Komadlik b'shever kli komadlik, and you're not allowed to be madlik shever kli. Rabbi Kiva says kipul moil, folding the garment is already enough to make it lose the shem kli, and therefore v'ein toiras kli alov, already before yontov it's not called a kli, it's called a wick, it's not a kli, and therefore v'chi komadlik ba'itz ba'alma komadlik. So it's just lighting a regular wick, which is not losing its title, it's not becoming muktzah on yontov, and therefore you're allowed to light it, the Shabbos candles, which is Erev Shabbos is yontov, in this fashion. Omer Rav Yosef says, Hainu de tanina. Now I understand the Braisa says regarding this Mishnah, gimel al gimel mutzumtzomis, that the Mishnah, the argument of the Mishnah is only if it's exactly 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. So we didn't know why this should be true. Now we understand, because this whole machlokes only applies if it's exactly 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. Says the Gemara, umid the komataritz Rav Ada bar Ava al libud Rav Yehuda. Since we just explained the Mishnah, Rav Ada bar Ava explained the Mishnah, that both Tanoim and the Mishnah agree with Rav Yehuda, who says that noilad is muktzah, shma mino, Rav Yehuda svirle. So we see from here that Rav Ada bar Ava obviously paskins and holds that loch is like Rav Yehuda, that noilad is osa. Umiomer Rav Ada bar Ava, hochi, but is this true? V'omer Rav Ada bar Ava, we saw elsewhere that Rav Ada bar Ava said, Nochri shechokak kav bebikos. A nochri, a goy that carved a hole the size of a kav in a log of wood. Yisroel masika beyontov. A Yisroel is allowed to burn this log on yontov. Va'amai noilatu. Since the goy turned this into a something new, so it should have the din of noilad, so it should be mukta according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is the Yisroel allowed to burn it? Says the Gemara, le devreim de belozer bakiva ka'omale, velei lo yisfirale. Rabbi Adabava himself does not hold that Noilad is Muktzah, the Noilad is also on Yom Tov. However, he was explaining our Mishnah. You want to know the Machlokes, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah will understand it, assuming that they hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Noilad is also. But he himself doesn't hold that way. And Emir Tzashem will carry on the Sugya in our next Shia.